Today's gospel is the message of the Good Shepherd, and it's one of my favorites because Jesus is explaining to his disciples how he is a shepherd leading us to salvation. When writing this sermon and looking at the gospel for this Sunday, I got some major inspiration because I realized how I can apply this message to so many aspects of my life. Moving here to Florida to start my high school career was a brand new chapter in my life, and I think I filled it with a lot. I remember my time at Church of Our Savior, a big influence on my spiritual journey, as that's where I met an amazing youth group that led me to attend Happening. Happening was a weekend-long retreat and one of the most spiritually awakening events of my life. Before Happening, my relationship with God struggled. Not in that I didn't believe, but in that it was hard to feel His presence. Hard to feel what everyone was talking about. I felt like I was trying so hard, but just wasn't getting it. My time at Happening opened my eyes and my heart and helped me realize He's been there the whole time, guiding me. I just needed to let it happen. To get some godly juices flowing in this sermon, I decided to go back through some of my letters I received during Happening as a candidate. Reading through those letters made me realize how so many people have been a shepherd to me. My prayer partner taught me to go out and live my life in Christ's name. My Happening experience showed me that I am honored, valued, and loved. My journey continues with this church. From the time we moved here, St. Patrick's has always been there for us, with welcoming arms, open hearts, and friendly smiles. I will for a lifetime remember my pilgrimage to Ireland with some of the people from this church. Adam, who provided for some major comic relief throughout the 10 days and became a really good friend of mine, and Miss Jessica, a truly inspirational role model to me, my confirmation sponsor, and also a good friend. She has been a shepherd to me, pushing me along my path to God. Most importantly, she taught me Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then there's also Mother Ronnie, our loving and caring priest. She teaches me new lessons every Sunday, and with her soft, calming voice, she calms my soul. Her smile is a blessing to see every week, and her laugh makes my day light. She taught me about thin places, and thanks to her, St. Patrick's has become one for me. So what is a shepherd? I think it's someone who guides you, brings you closer to God, and advises you. And besides the major guidance, a shepherd can simply be a friend to you, a facilitator of God's love who makes you realize how blessed you are. Through the years, I've had so many friends and family be a shepherd to me. From the start of my journey to the present, it's certainly not over yet. My parents have been shepherds to me, shaping me to be the person I am today. They raised me to truly think about life, to challenge myself, and to aspire for great things. Without them, I wouldn't be who I am today. I wouldn't have the same values or goals. And from scribbling unintelligible pictures when I was 6 and giving it to them when I was mad, to helping me with school projects and getting so involved, to being my volleyball coach and attending my cross-country and track meets, to shopping for prom with me, they've put up with a lot, and that's an accomplishment in itself. My parents are two strong, faithful people, and have had a big impact on my spiritual journey. My mom is the most inspirational, determined female role model in my life, and I can't say enough to do her justice. She's been my best friend and has been there through every childhood learning moment and every awkward teenage year. My mom has always been there to pick me back up when I fall and to give me the best advice I could receive. And let me just say, if getting up to go to the gym with me at 5 o'clock every morning before school isn't true love, then I don't know what is. My dad is the perfect mix between hardcore Marine and down-to-earth softy. He's so incredibly kind and has the best and cheesiest dad jokes. There's not much to say but this. I was a huge daddy's girl and always wanted to play with my dad growing up. Being such a nerd, he sparked my interest in science and my curiosity about the world. And he also introduced me to Star Wars and sat me down to watch every episode. He also has the biggest smile that lights up my world and can't help but make me grin too. My parents encouraged me to be the best I can be and have given me so much. My life has been an adventure with them, and my mind is full of wonderful, humorous memories I will cherish forever. My brother is another strong role model in my life. He is the best big brother a girl could ask for, with the perfect amount of teasing and love. I can say that now in hindsight, and had you asked me about 7 years ago, I probably would have said something different. But back to Shepherds. Besides all of these people, so many of the faces I come in contact with every Sunday or every holiday have been a shepherd to me, by asking me how I'm doing or what my plans are, by brightening up my day and making me realize how truly blessed I am. And there's no better way to say it. These past 17 years of my life have been so incredibly blessed and touched by God. My life leading up to this point has been about realizing that God has a purpose for me, and I need to stay on that path. All of these moments encapsulate how Jesus has been the good shepherd to me, leading me on my path and teaching me to have faith, and to know that he will continue to guide me in these most pivotal years to come. As Psalm 23 says, "Surely your goodness and mercy will follow me all of the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I am so excited to begin this next chapter in my life, and through these upcoming years, I have a solid support team behind me, including my good shepherd to get me through. I want to thank everyone here for me, my wonderful family and friends, everyone who has been a shepherd to me, and I encourage all of us to go out and be a shepherd to others, and let them be a shepherd to you. For though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. He's leading us to salvation. We just need to let him.